Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
You guys, we are here. This is a very, very exciting day. This is our first kind of interview where we're probably not going to talk about penises.
Probably not.
We can if you want.
Unless that voice you guys might recognize. This is Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium.
In the house. Yay! I know. Y'all, this is...
I'm so excited.
We're very excited.
You're the most famous person we've ever talked to.
Oh my God.
Unless,
I don't even think I'm famous.
And that doesn't even count the time that Jake kind of did something dirty with that guy, the gay guy in Star Trek.
No. he wouldn't even be interviewed by me.
But thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
We're here to talk about a couple things. One of the reasons we're talking to you is we're on the same network. You have a new podcast. Mm-hmm. We're on Acast. So are you. You have a new podcast called Hey Spirit that is out. And
I just, every time I would say, I would be horrible. I'd be like, Hey Spirit. Hey girl. Hey Spirit. Every time.
What do you think about podcasting? You're new to it. What do you think?
I'm so new to it. It's weird, but it's not like I find myself in today's world, like I contradict myself because it's so different, but yet it's so normal for me because I still am able to deliver healing messages from the other side. So I'm able to see the people, you know, before, years ago, long before Long Island Medium, I used to do phone readings and I loved it because Spirit would like have me describe things and talk about things. And now it's like, I get to see people. So it's still, and to feel that emotion, like I literally feel like you guys are like sitting closer than 6 feet apart from me right now. Which I don't think is legal, but in the podcast world, completely legal.
Yeah, we basically potted up because we wouldn't we have to do our show otherwise we would never we do our show remotely a lot, but
we live close. So it was easier for us.
Yeah, and do you find that to podcasts, even though you're talking to listeners, there's this real intimacy.
Yes.
That happens when you're listening through someone on your earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
That our listeners say, I feel like you're our best friends because it's a very intimate relationship, very different than TV sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I found that myself. And, you know, listening to podcasts and listening to my own because I don't listen to it before they are just like Long Island Medium. but the thing that I love about Hey Spirit, because I feel like people might be able to feel like what it's like for me, or even for that person receiving the messages, because you're not watching.
Yeah.
You're listening to someone's emotion. And for me, when I channel spirit, I don't see things the way that we see here in the physical world. It's more of a feeling. So to me, I almost feel like it's almost like a virtual roller coaster that spirit kind of takes us on, you know, because you're really feeling it yourself. You're able to connect with some of these messages. And it's just amazing. On how still through technology, and I say, thank God through this pandemic. You know, this is one of the things that came out of this silver lining, you know, of this pandemic, is that we found a new way to stay connected. And like you said, to have that intimacy.
Right.
It is
interesting how I think we were kind of going in this way of everybody saying, I hate social media, technology is going, and kind of, and now
it's our lifeline.
Gratitude for it. Because gratitude is everything, you know.
Yes. And, you know, for me, like I guess because everyone still knows I still live next door to where I grew up. I still live next door to my parents. I say, talk about separation anxiety. I'm 53. I still live next door to my parents. But I traveled for the past 10 years. I've been traveling so much, but I always made it a point to, when I was home, I was home. It was like the weekends. It was like open door policy, friends, family, always had barbecues and get togethers because I was away so much and I never felt like I missed out on anything. Yeah. And with this pandemic, it kind of brought things to a completely different level. And I think for most people realized, oh, wow, I got caught up in my own stuff, you know?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
It definitely brings us back to, one of my friends said, I don't know if it's Mother Nature or some kind of higher thing, but it's saying, you guys need to come back to your connections.
Oh, I think for sure.
Yeah.
It just
tells us from what the earth has been through or what our relationships are. And it says, here, y'all need to get back to square one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's kind of what it
back
felt
to
like. Back
to basics. But you're right. It's interesting about the podcast where it's a different type of connection, you know, because people will say to me watching Long Island Medium, they're like, oh, I feel like you're right in our living room. You know, like you're in our living room every Sunday night. But now it's like, you know, it's just so different. You know, you pop in earbuds and you're cleaning the house and you're doing your chores, or, you know, after a meditation, like to listen to a podcast. I don't know. It's just, I never thought that would be me. Never thought in a million years I'd have a podcast. But, you know, and I think that's the great thing. You know, we always learn and grow. And through this pandemic, you know, people really got to do a lot of soul searching.
Yeah.
Which that kind of brings me, you know, you even talked about this in one of your episodes, but what has it been like for you with your work and the podcast that, I mean, especially you live close to New York City and so many people have lost loved ones and in this pandemic, and how has it affected your work?
Well, it has affected my work. I don't see people in person, you know, and then I realize I'm able to read people all over the world.
Yeah.
So that's the amazing thing about the podcast, is that there were people in Australia, Korea. I mean, people never thought, or even just people within the United States would never think maybe they could see me at a live show. But then to have that one-on-one experience. And the thing that I love is that every time we, you know, get someone, they go, I thought it was a spam email. Because why would I get picked?
Yeah. Right.
And I, there's a part of me that I love that. I just love giving back. I love doing amazing things for people. And the podcast is just, it's just taking things to a completely different level. Listen, I it's the same, but it's not the same. I miss that physical connection. Mm-hmm. But we just got done filming Long Island Medium, and we were able to do some readings in person, you know, with masks and so on and so forth. But over Zoom, it's fantastic. And to hear the emotion when you're listening to the podcast, and to hear that emotion, or even when there's silence. I think that's the thing that gets me when I listen to the podcast, and because at the moment I'm in it, you know, I'm living it, I'm in it. So when I listen to Hey Spirit, I'm listening as a listener.
Yeah.
And you're hearing all these things, there's this emotion, and then all of a sudden there's this dead silence. And it just kind of kind of grabs you for a second. And then that's where I think people really find that connection. Cause then they had, you go through your own emotions of like, oh my God, what is going to happen next?
It's a full silence though, because like, you know, that's just them. That's their mind spinning. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's not like watching it on TV where you hear silence, but then you're watching them. Maybe they're grabbing a tissue or they're crying or It's just like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Can we talk about, I read a little bit about, you were talking about your childhood, that you always knew this, didn't call it spirit until later, that people were talking to you and you felt very different. You felt strange. You're like, is something wrong with me?
Yeah.
And as soon as you said that, I thought that's a lot of LGBT people feel that their whole lives. And I feel like there's such a, it's so interesting. You feel different because you're not like everybody else.
Right. And, but like I say, who decided what is normal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who decided? And for me as a practicing Catholic, I struggled with that for so long, my gift and feeling different. And thank God, I mean, I come from a very spiritual, but also faithful family. And my mom would, I would literally say to my mom, be like, I don't know, I feel different than everyone else. I don't belong here. Mm. And my mom would be like, well, you're not adopted, so there's no reason why you should feel that way. And no one like ever made a big deal about the things that I would say. I was always encouraged to, you know, always stay in touch with my feelings and to talk about them. Yeah. And until I realized, you know, and here I was, you know, late in my 20s, I had two children. My ex-husband had just survived a brain tumor.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. And here we are. I didn't feel complete until I embraced my gift. Mm. That is when my soul felt complete. And that has always been my biggest message to people. You have to love and honor and respect yourself the way God intended.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's often the thing we think, the thing that we think holds us back is actually the thing that propels us forward.
It's a superpower.
Yes. Yeah.
It really does.
And I believe we all have special gifts. We all have special abilities, no matter what it is. Is it someone feeling more comfortable in themselves of, you know, being gay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever it is, a certain type of job. I said, I don't think people have children and go, oh, I can't wait till my child grows up and talks to dead people. I don't think that's, you know.
And no one in your, no one in your family, your extended, so like no one had, I guess, the gift, so to speak. Was it just you?
No. So this is my first explanation about when people ask about gifts. I believe each and every one of us has the ability to connect with our own departed loved ones. And I love when people say, well, I don't connect with my grandfather. I don't connect with my grandmother. And then they start to tell me stories of, well, there was one time I smelled her cologne, my grandfather's cologne, or I had a dream of my grandmother. I'm like, that's a spiritual experience. Like that was a visitation. Like that's it. You're connected. So you have that bond that can never be broken. What I have, and some other people, they're able to connect with everyone's departed loved ones, be able to feel and sense things. So it's just a different level. My daughter tends to have a little bit more, is more like me, where she can pick up things from the departed. My son is just very, very intuitive.
Yeah.
My mom as well, like she can, she's extremely intuitive, picks up things. My grandmother used to soul travel where her soul, she would do that, you know, and I'm like, no, soul, you stay in this body. Like you get back in there. Don't be pulling that shit with me.
You're like, I didn't fix my hair for nothing. Although I'm a little happy, but also not happy you said that because Poodle, Jake was in a, he was in a coma for three weeks, years ago.
I was in a coma, about 5 years ago, I was in a coma for 3 weeks. And I woke up, first of all, I had these very lucid dreams. Mm-hmm. And I've always been kind of, either I would call it witchy or intuitive. Mm-hmm. And I have, actually, my great-grandmother was a
root. I was just going to ask you about the grandparents,
A root worker, basically in Appalachia. And it's
so
always.
So ever since then, I'll say something, he'll say, well, I can feel it. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
And so. I'm always saying, and it is kind of weird, like little combination, and what being, it just gave me a little bit more, I notice things more now. I notice things more, and I kind of respect what the universe wants to tell me.
Right.
One more.
And do you talk about that a lot on the podcast on Hey Spirit, of how kind of us everyday people
you can find your own,
can kind of cultivate this with ourselves?
Absolutely. And I actually have a hotline where people can call in and leave questions, and we have them on as guests, because that's the other thing that I love about the podcast. It's where it's so intimate, because now I want to hear from them. I find it so weird. I don't want to say fans, because it's like they I feel like they're my friends. I feel like they're followers. I don't know how to refer to them. So I always just say people that support what I do, give them an opportunity. And it's amazing on how many people have the gift that I have, and they want, you know, they have questions, and can you help me? Can you answer this? And, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of it, I try to tell people, you have to learn on your own. Like, you can have that guidance and safety net of people to go to, but it's a type of thing where, because you have to know how you connect. You have to know, like, I can explain things on how I see and feel how I get things, but it might be different from you. And it doesn't mean that it's wrong. Everyone is just different.
Right.
Y'all, we're going to take just a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Teresa.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
I think, I was kind of thinking about you being, you know, being able to, as you said, see dead people. What about your own family? Have you ever had had a spirit saying from your own specific family? Because I know because people who are intuitive, you can be intuitive about other people, but when it comes to you, it's a lot harder because we're more guarded.
So here's the thing that I would say. I go, my family gets screwed out of messages all the time. but this is the reason. And I don't want to make this too lengthy, but people have to understand how I read. It's actually harder for me to read someone if I know something about them.
Yeah.
Right? Because let's face it, there's only so many different ways that people can die, only so many different bonds and relationships that we share with people. So that's why, like, through all my readings, spirit has to validate it with something completely unique to the person that they're speaking to.
Yeah.
So like with my own family members, if I feel something I'm like, oh, did I remember that? Were we just talking about that? Right? But when I'm working and I don't know the person, it's like, oh, this is what they're showing me. I don't know what this is. So that's why I say it's harder. But I just always just say things anyway, you know. But it's hard to channel your own loved ones. And, you know, and I really don't dream of my loved ones. I say that because a lot of people think that if they're not dreaming of their loved ones, that they're not with them, or if they're not seeing butterflies. And I try to say, listen, the way that you connect, it's not going to be the same. Because one of the reasons why spirit gives different signs and symbols, even different people, members in the family, is because it promotes conversation. A lot of people don't know how to bring up or talk about their departed loved ones.
Yeah.
And especially if they die tragically, or if they're afraid they're not at peace. So that's why spirit kind of does that. Mm. But I remember specifically, I only lost my grandmother about 11 years ago. So I was very fortunate to have my grandparents. I was well into my 40s. And I remember I was away on tour, and I felt this thing. I had this dream. She was crying. I was in her kitchen, and we were having breakfast, and because that was always my favorite spot with her to have breakfast. And, you know, she was crying, and she was like, I was like, why are you crying? And she says, well, it's just hard to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And she said, let's kind of leave together. And, you know, we had this little conversation. I came to find out later on in the day that my mom said that they just found someone to purchase the home.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I never dreamt of her again. I feel her all the time. I know when she's around, but I've never really dreamt, but it was that one time. And I think a lot of us in the family, we were having a hard time with selling the home. My grandparents were the original owners. They were the only ones that lived there. And, you know, it was hard, but it was the right thing to do at the time. So I cherish that, because we all needed that at that time.
It's so interesting you say that, because I still have dreams about my grandmother's house.
Mm-hmm.
And we sold it, and I was very upset too, because that's where she kept
I've never shared that story with anybody. A lot of people don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She kept me every day after school. And that's a house I remember almost living in.
And mind you, that house was only sold 6 years ago, because my grandfather, we sold the house after my grandfather had passed. So it's not like this house. So, you know, and I always say these, but this is what happens with people that I know. If we're not doing a quote unquote formal reading, spirit always has me say things that touches someone in a special way.
Yeah, no, I believe it. I'm a believer.
Oh, I am too.
As far as kind of, piggybacking on what you just said, you've written a lot about grief. You just wrote a book called Good Morning, and especially what we're going with now. Can you talk about, in your opinion, how grief can be healing, and how, and for you, it's what you're using to make people feel better, and a way to approach grieving that is not a way that is like, oh, I have, woe is me.
Grief is very much seeing, that's something I do in my work. It's, people think of it as a negative thing, and it is not.
Be very healing and positive.
So what happened was, probably it was about 5 years ago, I wrote Good Grief. Because what I was hearing through my readings were people were like, well, I'm not feeling this. I'm not grieving this way. I should be doing that. So I wrote about on how grief is different for everyone. They talk about these stages of grief. You might go through all of them. You might go through them in that order, but you might not hit any of those grief processes at all. And it's okay. So it's almost like that book gave people permission to grieve. Good Morning was, I noticed through my, 2 years ago, I was pushed to write this book, but I was going through my own things. I was going through my divorce, and I didn't feel it was the right time to write the book. So I just kept a lot of notes of things that would spirit would get my attention. And what I was noticing in the readings where spirit would say, look, you can't even begin to grieve the loss of me, because you didn't grieve this loss of this argument that you had. You're still mourning, and you didn't grieve the loss of that job, whatever it may be. And so I started thinking about it and realizing that a loss is a loss. The greatest loss is the loss of a loved one. And people would say to me, but why am I handling my my dog's passing more than it's hitting me harder than my grandparents? Well, that might have just been the last straw that you could have handled, where maybe you had to make the decision to put your dog down. So I started noticing these things, and, you know, spirit was saying, we grieve and mourn every day of our life. Ooh. And if we deal with these things on a daily basis and recognize them, recognize what we're grieving, what we've lost, because a loss is a loss. And basically we grieve what once was.
Totally.
Yes. And insanity that I wrote this book over 2 years ago, and it came out this fall, right after this pandemic.
Oh.
Where I think a lot of people have lost something.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is, freedom, yeah. You, and unfortunately, a lot of people passed during this pandemic, very powerful and parallel to 9/11 in a similarity. Yes. And mm-hmm. I kind of use that because I don't know if it's because I'm from New York and it still has effect. And I see how the long-term effect of 9/11 has continued to affect people in my own family. But where people didn't know what happened to their loved ones, they couldn't be there with them, could not recover their bodies, and were afraid that their souls weren't at peace. If they mm-hmm. were alone, if they were afraid, if they were scared, mm-hmm. same thing with this pandemic. Mm-hmm. But now it's not just New York, it's worldwide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's so interesting what you said, a loss is a loss. Mm-hmm. And not to compare either different types of your own grief or someone else's grief.
Right.
Because when you hear, oh, so-and-so's mother just passed from COVID. Oh, I feel bad now about my own grief. I'm also a musician and I had lots of gigs that just went away. And a lot yep. of times we're trying to rank our mm-hmm. own grief. And you're so right. A loss is a loss.
Well, mm-hmm. Stages of grief are a wonderful thing, but they're also, I think, a hindrance. Because I think a lot of us think once you go through this quote unquote stages right. of grief, you're done.
Right. And that's not
true.
You're
never done with grief. Right.
Nope. I say to my clients, you will grieve the loss of your loved ones for the rest of your life here in the physical world. Mm-hmm. The thing that happens is the healing process. And that's mm-hmm. something completely different.
Yeah.
To be able, you could still be sad and cry every day, but you're getting out of bed in the morning. You're going to work.
As Oprah said, that's an aha. I want people to yes. like, really, mm-hmm. that grief and healing are two separate yeah. things that are not, they're connected, but I just want people to hear that. That's a great thing yeah. to say.
It's so important. And I think people also have to realize, like, it's okay not to be okay. Mm-hmm. I think that was the yes. other thing that I stressed in this book, too. Like, it's okay. We're all going to have these days. And with these everyday losses that you had, I wrote about something and someone who interviewed me about the book said, I never thought about grieving an argument. And then they thought about it and or even a friendship.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh my God, I did the work on it and I feel so much lighter. I feel better. So I tell people, whatever that loss is, just go through it, take what you've learned from it, and release anything else negative that was attached to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you always learn something from it, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And now maybe you'll be a better friend. Maybe the next time you have an argument, you won't take it to that next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
Now, yeah. So with you, like in this, with dealing kind of like now that your grandparents, but your grandma, and you're very close to your grandmother, do they ever, I think a lot of times people think of, and maybe it is, that with talking to a spirit or talking to people that have passed, that usually it's always kind of, I don't want to say positive, negative, but always like kind of happier. But sometimes like, do you ever find like you're parenting your kid and your grandma saying, don't say that to her. Do that. Because I tell you, my grandma Hazel would judge my parenting experience if I was a kid. So I'm just saying, I feel like sometimes, do they ever come for you, Teresa?
No, they don't.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You're lucky. You're lucky.
Yeah, that's a good thing because that way, so when spirit reaches out, it's usually entreating something. It's not right. It's not saying, mm-hmm. what are you even doing, Teresa?
Exactly. I love what people say to me. Well, how does that work if are my grandparents watching me in the bedroom? And I'm like, really?
Really?
They got more important shit to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. They're good. They're going to let you be. They're fine.
The more you kind of think about that, it's like, why would they spend all their time for that? Why right. would they? Because, you know.
You know, look, and I get it. Like people don't, I always like to say people don't understand what I do. I'm the mm-hmm. first one to say, look, guys, that is absolutely crazy. There is no way someone can communicate with someone that has died. That's insane. And I struggled, like I told you, I struggled for over 5 years. Because then I went through, okay, this is amazing. I have this beautiful gift from God. Why me? And then who's going to want to come and see a medium? Who's going to want to talk to the people who have died? Because I had never experienced that yet in my life. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't understand that. But what I learned from channeling the souls of the departed is that, unfortunately, no matter who we lose, how they die, young or old, or we watch them suffer with a disease or an illness that took away their personality, maybe they died suddenly, tragically. At the end of the day, we lost someone that we... I just lost my train of thought because I felt spirit coming in. I'm like, God damn it. Come on. Can you
leave her alone just a second?
Did you see like my I literally
you kind of turned your
I turned, right?
Yeah. It's what happens to me when a shirtless black man walks by me. It's the same.
That's spirit.
It's
for him.
That's spirit for me, Teresa. But we get it.
Oh my God, I totally just, but like, this is what they do. They clear out my own personal thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and they just make me feel what is that they need to relay, they'll make me feel how the person that I'm reading feels. Mm-hmm. But what people don't understand, these messages are what we need to hear. They talk about personal things that are holding you back from healing.
Right.
And I think that was the biggest moment for me as a medium. And I was like, you know what? If this is what I was meant to do, then I just want to help people. I want to be able to help people to put one foot in front of the other and move on with their life after the loss of a loved one. Mm-hmm. And the countless emails and letters that I receive on how people just watching the show, even now listening to the podcast, mm-hmm. how it had given them hope and changed their life, or how they look at life so differently now.
Mm. Yeah, I think I can just tell from talking to you that you feel like this is what you were born to do, and it's service for you. Mm-hmm. I know both of us, even though regardless of what we do in life, we're always trying to feel like we can help people,
right?
And there's a need for that, mm-hmm. because the world is so broken in a way. Mm-hmm. And anything we can do to put something better out there and to either help people. And so thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. It is true. It's all about helping people.
Yeah.
Be nice to people, respect people. Mm-hmm. You know, I treat spirit like how I treat my kids. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah. I know we're talking, and obviously we are not our bodies. We are spirit. However, I grew up Catholic as well. Mm-hmm. And I've been to, like, you know, I always, and maybe just because of the way I grew up, but like, I don't know if I'm intuitive as poodle, but I do. I am, I think, intuitive. And I've had my own moments.
Like,
I definitely believe in past lives, and I've had past life dreams, mm-hmm. and then go to these places and I see the place and I've been there. Mm-hmm. And also, I know. So I often, I sometimes get feelings when I'm in places. And have you ever been to certain, are there any certain places where sometimes do you even get overwhelmed with the amount of spirit?
I just like know things. It was several things. One time I went to Huntsville, USA, where the Gordon family, where they did all the recordings.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember going on the tour, and they're taking us through the house. And I was like, oh, yeah, the candy bar on the right. And the woman looked at me. She's like, how do you know that? I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then we went to another part. I go, this used to be the garage. And the woman looked at me and she goes, have you been here before? How did you know this? And that was the original recording studio. And they had stopped touring that part of it, showing that part in the house. But I know that it was the souls of the grandfather that built this place, that was the garage, the recording studio.
Yeah.
There was another time, and I don't know why I'm obsessed with Abe Lincoln.
Oh,
Did we just have a bonding moment? Something just happened. I just felt this electricity through my body.
I have tears in my eyes.
I went down into the vault. I was down in the vault where everything is. They don't let anyone down there. Where, like, if it loses air, you got to press this button. It sucks all the oxygen out. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I went. So what happened was I was on tour, and a couple of the gentlemen that do my production, they're from Springfield, Illinois. So they arranged for a tour of the Lincoln Museum. Have you ever been there?
I have.
How amazing is it? So we were in one part, and I started talking about things, and the guy looked at me and goes, how did you know that? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I must have read it somewhere. And he looked at me. He's like, that's not in the history books.
Oh, Teresa. Yeah. I was a kid. I was 8 years old, and we were walking up there. There was like this like gravel road, and you walk. And I told my mom. I said, "Oh, mama, oh, the house is behind the trees." And she's like, "What?" And like that's where like his log cabin. I think that was the one in Springfield. That was his log cabin was. And then like we walked in. And I said, "Mom, I want to go see the checkerboard." And she said, "The checkerboard." It's like behind the house. They play. That's where they play games. And it was there. And there was a knot hole where they hid things. And I said, "Oh, that's a knot hole." And it was. I knew the whole layout of the house. My mother was completely. So that is random. No, it's not random, but that is incredible that you bring that up.
And there's no explanation for it, right? No. As a kid,
well, I tell Jake I was Abraham Lincoln. you were more like Gabraham Twinkin.
I know you were Gabraham Twinkin.
That is hilarious.
But of all the places for you to bring up, I swear this has not been pre-recorded. No. We have not talked to Teresa. I am not an emotional person, too, but Poodle.
I know. I cry all the time.
Because when you said it, I felt it.
I felt it.
Yeah. That was insane.
Well, such a connection. In any of my past lives, I've never gone back there. But the one thing I want to tell you, when they brought me down into the vault, there was this necklace. And they had other things down in the vault. And it was on a bust. And it was yellow gold. And it was this lock. And it had Abe gave that to his wife for an anniversary. And the guy looked at me and he goes, "That's right, he did." And I go, "That's a Tiffany necklace, isn't it?" Now, you think of Tiffany, you think of silver, right? You're not thinking of gold. And he's like, "That's a Tiffany necklace that he gave her for one of their wedding anniversaries."
Wow.
I just say like weird things. Like I just say, and I don't have this conversation about Abe Lincoln with people. It's not a conversation that I typically have, you know?
I think what you're saying, just because now I can tell you from experiencing it, that it is a feeling of knowing. And I feel like what we kind of do in our lives is often, I think the things we regret the most as humans is when we didn't listen to the knowing and did something different. And if we can learn to let that go, like you said, it can develop a knowing in our life.
Absolutely. That I refer to it as our little Jiminy Cricket.
Let your conscience be your guide.
Yes, it's so true. It's so, you know, and I think if we learn to trust that more, like, don't be afraid of it. But here's the thing. We're afraid of what we can't see, what we can't touch, right? Or that the unknown is so scary, right?
Yeah.
Here I am. I'm afraid of the dark, for God's sakes. I'm 53. I still live next door to my parents, and I sleep with a nightlight, okay? And I talk to dead people for a living. So let's talk about let's talk about this for a second.
I was Mary Todd Lincoln. No, I think that's it.
Well,
I do love a big...
Maybe not as Abe.
Yes, and you are crazy like her. So
he's kind of got the hair too.
Yes,
that's true.
I have one more question. This has been so fantastic.
It really
the
has.
Burning question.
What?
Can we talk about your hair? It is.
I don't know what it is today.
No,
this is my podcast hair.
I'm saying normally.
How long does it take you to fix it?
You are known for your you call your fabulous drag queen poof. Yes.
I love that. Thank you for saying that.
No, it is just like we say Long Island medium. I say that hair.
Like, have you ever tried to change it? And producer said no.
No, well, they don't. They don't tell me. They just show up with their cameras. You can't produce this. It's so crazy.
I believe that now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So anyway, this has been so lovely.
This
Teresa,
has been really
thank
wonderful.
You so much.
Oh, and amazing.
Tell us where we can find your podcast, where we can find you at your socials, and where. Tell us about the new season.
Okay, so the new season will be coming back during the 2021, right? New year, everything to look forward to.
Right.
You can always find on everything on Teresa Caputo. I have a little blue check mark next to everything, so don't be fooled by anybody else out there. if you ever want any questions about me, always go to my website at teresacaputo.com. You can find Hey Spirit anywhere where you listen to podcasts, and maybe you can find me hanging out with these guys one day.
Yay! when we go on live shows, girl, we're coming to you.
We're going to go.
Yes.
I'm I'll wear my Mary.
Where are you guys from?
I'm from South Carolina, upstate South Carolina, Southern, and he's from Oklahoma.
Southern Oklahoma.
I love Oklahoma.
So, yeah, it's all, it's we're country we're Southern country boys.
I love a country boy.
So do we.
And your
see, next, they fit right in.
Your next husband needs to be country.
Country boy, yes. Yeah. Blake Shelton by any chance? Someone like a Blake? Like a Blake? Come on.
Yes. Oh, my.
Blake Shelton, call her.
My cousin goes hunt with him. We live like 40 minutes. Yeah, my cousin.
Yes. I am obsessed with Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. I love them. I could Gwenify myself a little bit.
And it's very, I'll have friends that'll like put on Facebook, oh my gosh, I'm in Walmart and I just saw Gwen Stefani, because they're just do things in town like normal people.
But you have to. You have to. I love when people say that to me. They're like, at Target, they're like, what are you doing here? There was like literally a woman that accused me of being a bad impersonator of Teresa Caputo. And I kind of went along with it. And her daughter was so embarrassed. She's like, oh my God. I'm like, she was like yelling at me. How dare you? Teresa is much prettier. You know, and oh yeah, she was like going on. I'm like, oh yeah, okay.
That's how you know you've made it. When people say, is that an impersonator of Teresa?
That's true.
When people say that about me, is that a poodle impersonator? I will know.
You will know.
I will know I've made it.
Well, thank you. So we're going to let our listeners, we have in our show notes, listeners, there is a link to Teresa's podcast, Hey Spirit. So y'all be sure to click on that link. And Teresa, thank you so much.
You are a delight.
You are a delight.
You guys are awesome. And you know, I do watch 90 Day Fiancé. So you can have me back on. We could do our own pillow talk.
Oh,
done.
We could do our own pillow talk. How amazing would that be?
It'll be a lot better than the ones on television now. Okay.
Some of them are funny though. I enjoy them.
Tim and Veronica.
Oh my gosh, girl. Anyway. Sorry, I'm thinking of ideas.
I don't know if I could say this or not, but somebody from 90 Day Fiancé will be on Long Island Medium this season.
Oh, a true crossover.
I hope it's someone who loves love. I live in my heart. I hope it's that. Oh, love. Where's that?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Mom's the word. But anyway, Teresa Caputo, you're a delight.
We'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have an awesome day.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. God bless.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.